from KQED. The Gold Rush era in California. It's a time artists and writers often romanticized, like Mark Twain or Puccini in his 1910 opera, The Girl of the Golden West. Now, a new opera about the Gold Rush, Girls of the Golden West, tells a much darker story. Think greed, racism, and environmental destruction. KQED's Chloe Veltman brings us the story of how a massive stump of a giant sequoia tree made the journey from the Sierra Nevada to the opera stage.
The stump is a vision from Dante.
That's stage director Peter Sellers on a break from rehearsals at San Francisco's War Memorial Opera House. He's describing a recent trip he took out to Calaveras Big Trees State Park to see the stump of what was once one of the tallest trees in the world, the Discovery Tree.
It's some wild rage of the spirit world that just is coming out in this twisted scream of roots.
Sellers first heard about the stump when Girls of the Golden West composer John Adams emailed him an antique etching of it. The image shows a bunch of well-dressed couples dancing on top of the stump. At around 24 feet across, about the size of a small ice rink, it must have made for a bucolic setting for the two steps and waltzes of wealthy 19th century tourists.
I was just stunned because, of course, it's a shocking image.
The incongruous vision of a bunch of humans twirling and stomping all over the dead remains of one of the biggest marvels of the natural world captured Sellers' attention. It spoke to the bleak themes of his new opera.
The destruction of the natural world, the kind of relentless and heartless progress of this idea that the only thing that matters is money, and the gold rush, of course, epitomized that.
No one's dancing on the Discovery Tree stump the November morning I visit. The air in the grove is crisp and damp. I'm entranced by the steam rising off the lofty, chocolate-coloured trunks. And then I see the stump.
Wow, look at this thing. It's a beast.
Big Trees State Park docent Sanders Lamont tells me the 1,200-year-old hunk of wood still gets plenty of visitors.
Well, we're standing on what's known as the giant stump of the Discovery Tree.
Lamont says word got out about the tree in 1852 when a hunter named Augustus T. Dowd came across it while chasing down a bear. He says no one believed Dowd about his find at first.
He said, "Men, I found the biggest tree in the world," and they said, "Shut up and have a drink."
But Dowd eventually convinced a crew to return to the site with him. They were floored. And news of the Discovery Tree spread fast.
Even in Europe, it was a sensation. And from there on, it becomes a story of typical 1800s exploitation.
Lamont says sequoias make for lousy lumber and firewood. So some enterprising local businessmen quickly realized they could make money from the Discovery Tree another way. By hacking the giant down and turning it into a traveling exhibit. The roadshow failed to make money. But tourism to the Sequoia Grove took off in a big way, especially when the entrepreneurs added a hotel, a bar, and even a bowling alley. Meanwhile, the giant sequoias in the grove started to attract scientists' attention, like the eminent naturalist John Muir, who wrote articles calling for their preservation. Starting in the 1870s, other voices around the world joined the campaign, and saving trees soon became a thing. Eventually, the state park system came into being to protect them.
The outrage over the cutting of this tree sparked the modern environmental movement all around the world.
Let's get back to the opera, where a recreation of a giant stump takes up almost the entire stage in Girls of the Golden West. It's front and centre for some of the opera's most cataclysmic moments, including an attempted rape and an angry mob yelling for non-white miners to get out. The whole thing ends with a baleful aria describing the mess the miners have made of the landscape.
whole bar is thickly peppered with empty bottles.
Discarded bottles and cans litter the land.
Boxes.
But like the role the Discovery Tree played in igniting the public's conscience about caring for the natural environment, so the opera ends on a slightly positive note, with an image of the fathomless splendour of the California sky. For the California Report, I'm Chloe Veltman.